Song Travels explores the journey singers and songs take together. This project is supported in part by an award from the National Endowment for the Arts, ArtWorks. Additional support comes from NPR and NPR member stations.
Hi, I'm Michael Feinstein. My guest today is vocalist, saxophonist, and songwriter Curtis Stigers. Throughout his career, he's straddled genres, mixing pop and rock with jazz and soul. His self-titled debut album sold more than 1.5 million copies, and he covered Nick Lowe's Peace, Love, and Understanding on the soundtrack for the 1992 film The Bodyguard. He also wrote and performed This Life, the theme for the TV show Sons of Anarchy. But his first love is jazz. In 2003, his album You Inspire Me was named Jazz Album of the Year by The Times in the UK, and the BBC named him Jazz Artist of the Year in 2007. I'm looking forward to hear what he'll bring to the show today. Curtis Stigers, welcome to Song Travels.
Thank you. Thank you. It's nice to be here.
You've had an amazing career so far in that you have performed all different kinds of music, and I certainly admire your eclecticism in that you seem to have very few boundaries in the kind of way that you approach a song. I've heard you sing a lot of contemporary material and jazz it up, make it into a jazz thing. And, and I'm curious, what is your motivation in picking a piece of music?
Well, I think probably like you and most people, I'm first affected by the story, the beauty, the honesty, the emotion. And then I sort of get someone to help me rearrange it and make it into a jazz tune.
So you do it on the guitar? It's always on the guitar?
Well, that's, I mean, if it's not too complex. Again, I am a meat and potatoes guitar player. Really, I'm a saxophonist, as you said, and I'm actually officially just a singer who carries a saxophone around.
But but you actually play it, unlike the big bands where they used to have a singer in the band, and they forced him to hold an instrument.
Right. I do, in fact, play. But when there's a great jazz saxophonist in the room, I put the saxophone down and I sing a lot. That's I've learned that. It's a smart move for me.
Well, you're going to start off with something by the Gershwins.
The Gershwins, George and his lovely wife, Ira. It's a dumb joke, and it always gets a dumb laugh. So,
Well, it's true. It's BBC radio announcer referred to Ira is George's lovely wife, so it didn't start out as a joke, unfortunately.
It was an oops.
Yes. Well, you're going to do this performance of this standard with a man who's your musical director, a wonderful, wonderful pianist, Matthew Fries, yes?
Yes, great pianist. We've been playing together for 13 or 14 years now. I'm very lucky to make music with Matthew.
Well, welcome to both of you, and here's the Gershwins' Love Is Here to Stay.
But oh, my dear, our love is here to stay. Together we're going a long, long way. In time the Rockies may crumble, Gibraltar may tumble, they're only made of clay. But our love is here to stay. La 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 la. Sha da da la la la.
Sha da ba da da da. Love Is Here to Stay by George and Ira Gershwin. How much research do you do with music? Do you just sort of pick up things as you go along, or do you do concerted research? And are you always looking for songs, or do you have a whole bushel full of things that are waiting to be sung?
I'm always looking for songs, and I have a long list kept. I don't do research the way that you do. I try to occasionally. I wish I had the time to do more. But I do. I'm always looking and listening for songs. I'm not as thorough as you, but I'm always listening.
Well, your ears are extraordinary. I love what you do, and I love the fact that you are finding songs to sing that I never would conceive of being able to sing, and that's a real tribute to.
Well, thank you.
Being open.
I'm proud of the fact that I can, that I sing songs, that I find songs that most jazz singers maybe wouldn't be, you know, I mean, they wouldn't know about an Elvis Costello song from, an album track from his fourth album or something that I know just because I like listening to other kinds of things. I listen to country music. I listen to punk rock. I listen to the blues and to old soul records. And occasionally I find a little gem that nobody knows about. And I'm kind of tickled with myself.
This other song that you have on your new recording is one that was created by country artist Steve Earle, and it's called Valentine's Day.
I think he's a brilliant writer. He's one of, and I love his singing, you know, because I grew up, you know, in Idaho, where it was okay to like country singers too, as well as jazz singers and Frank Sinatra. And this song, what I like about Steve Earle as a writer is that often the character that he's writing from is flawed. The character is a bit of a mess, and he's, you know, Steve Earle himself had some hard times and had some issues that he seems to be on the other side of. But he can tap into that sort of dark side of himself and write about a guy who he blew it. You know, he forgot Valentine's Day. He forgot because he was probably drinking too much or something. You know, he was off in a honky tonk, and he should have been buying flowers, and so. He's trying to talk his way out of this mistake right now, and it's pretty likely he's going to be able to. He's got a silver tongue.
Well, please sing it for us now.
Gladly. Here we go.
So much that I want to say, but all the words just slip away. The way you love me every day is Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day by Steve Earle, sung by our guest Curtis Stigers with Matthew Freeze at the piano. Do you know Steve Earle? Has he heard this rendition?
I don't know Steve Earle, and I've actually recorded three of his songs now.
Really?
Over the last, 10 or 11 years. I haven't had the chance to chat with him. I must say I'm a little nervous. I mean, I've recorded a lot of great songs by contemporary artists. I've recorded Bob Dylan songs. I don't really want to know if he likes it or not. Occasionally someone will say they like my version of their song, and that's great. But I just don't want to know if they don't. You know, it would destroy me. I'm sensitive in that regard. So, if I haven't heard from him, I figure he either hasn't heard it or he doesn't like it, so I'll just leave it there because he's such a, I mean, Steve Earle is such a hero of mine that, maybe I'm being too nervous about it, but I'd rather avoid an uncomfortable situation.
Well, I certainly admire your sensitivity about that. So when did you start writing songs?
Well, I moved to New York in 1987, and I realized that everyone was writing songs and I wasn't. I realized that all these people were, you know, trying to get record deals, and part of what they did to do that was to write their own songs. People were recording their own material. So, and I'd always, you know, loved songwriters and singer-songwriters. I mean, my heroes were Elton John and Ray Charles and Billy Joel and Joni Mitchell, people who wrote and sang and played. And so it seemed like I better do that. Most of the writing that I've done in my career has been co-writing. I'm a better lyricist than I am I can't really sit down to the piano and play. So I tend to get together with people that really know their stuff. And so I've written with, you know, some wonderful people. Larry Goldings is one wonderful jazz pianist. We've written a lot of songs together. And
who is Tom Jensen?
Well, Tom Jensen is, he's from my hometown. He's from Boise. He has an alter or another life as a very successful computer programmer. but he's a great jazz bassist, and he handed me a CD of several melodies and said, you know, if you ever feel like putting lyrics to these, that'd be great. And this one really stepped out and smacked me in the face. I just thought it was so sexy. There's something really kind of body and Latin about this.
Well, it's a tango, isn't it? I mean,
I definitely tango to it on stage when I'm during the solo. I do a little somewhere between tangoing and cha cha cha. Yeah, it's nice. It's and it is as I always say before I sing it. I often as the intro is sort of grinding along, I say, ladies and gentlemen, I wrote this song, and because I wrote this song, I know beyond the shadow of a doubt this song is almost entirely about sex. And they titter, and hoo-hoo-hoo, and then I sing it.
Well, that's the perfect cue. it's called You've Got the Fever, and here's our guest, Curtis Stigers, with Matthew Freeze at the piano.
Oh, she is a mad one. She keeps a bottle of bourbon in her bedside drawer. She is a bad one, but then a good one's not what you were looking for. Yeah, you'll know you get burned, but still she draws you closer to the fire. You'd leave or take her, but you can't shake her, 'cause you got the fever. Oh, she'll drive you out of your mind. She's a million kinds of fine. She set your world on fire, fill you with mad desire. That's the fever.
You've Got the Fever from his CD Lost in Dreams, written and performed by our guest Curtis Stigers. Well, before we finish, I'd love to have the opportunity to accompany you singing something.
I would love that. That would be a thrill.
I know you're a fan of Rodgers and Hart. Maybe something by them?
Yes, yes. I have been singing You Are Too Beautiful since I was in high school. I was lucky enough to be in the Capitol Singers, which was the jazz choir at my high school. And we sang a beautiful a cappella version of this, SATB, soprano, alto, tenor, bass version of this. And our choir director did something for me that I will always be grateful. And he did it for all of us, but I think I was the one that really got the message. He sat us down before we ever performed it, and he talked us through every line of the song. He explained to us what it meant to him and what it ought to mean to us. Because when you're 16 years old, what do you know about having your heart broken or being in love with someone that maybe isn't in love with you? And he explained it, and I get goosebumps just thinking about it. Because he did that, I know how to listen to a song and really feel it. Because there's a story in every song. There's a short story or a great film in every song. And this one in particular, it's this guy, he's in love, and she might be in love with him, but she might not. You know, she's gorgeous, she's beautiful, but he's fine with that. He's in for the good stuff and for the rough road that he's probably about to travel over, because she is too beautiful.
I think that's my cue to hit the keys.
Hit it.
You are too beautiful, my dear, to be true. And I am a fool for beauty, fooled by a feeling that because I had found you, I could have bound you to. You are too beautiful for one man alone, one lucky fool to be with. When there are other men with eyes of their own to see with.
You are too beautiful. That was a very moving rendition, Curtis. Thank you for
that.
Yes,
thank you. You're a beautiful piano player.
And thank you very much for being here, being a guest on Song Travels.
Yeah, thank you.
To hear the full Song Travels broadcast, tune in to your NPR station. Visit npr.org to find a station in your area. Support for Song Travels comes from NPR and the National Endowment for the Arts, ArtWorks. Song Travels is a production of South Carolina ETV Radio. Learn more about the artists and music on the series by visiting our website, scetv.org/songtravels.